This is episode 34.5.
Point one and a half.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There's a percentage there somewhere. I don't do percentages. But yes, it's 34 and a bit.
Yeah. So if you remember, if you listened to the end of the last episode, I said that Ian had put his back out and was unable to finish the episode. So we released that one in time for...
Rather swiftly.
Some of the events. Yeah. It was actually one of the quickest turnarounds I've had for a while on an episode. Yeah. But we did say that we would release this episode where we went along to the soup kitchen that Gareth talked about in the last episode and speak to some of the people there.
And that's what we did.
We just did.
Hit the music. Visit round to Thimble Row, I believe the car park is called, behind the testing centre, the COVID test centre, where Gareth and his wagon showed up. And we got to speak to some lovely people about the services on offer.
As Gareth had talked about in the last episode, we had the he had the trailer there, the what he called the soup kitchen, which I didn't see soup.
There was no soup.
He admitted there was no soup.
Yep. But false advertising, was, Gareth, just saying it.
This was so much more than just the soup kitchen, as we talked about in the last episode. Yeah. So they had apples, they had fruit, and they had the Greggs packages as well.
And coffee and hot chocolate and tea and the whole shebang. And it was fab to see. And not just the food. I'm not talking about the food. The people all came together. And as you'll hear in the interviews, people were there not just for the food. People were actually coming, even post their requirement of such services, to come and talk to their friends.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we were talking to the people, there was just a steady chat in the background the whole time. There was no silence. It was lovely. Yeah.
And it was really good to see the community come together like that off the back of a very simple idea. And it is simple, but it takes energy and it takes time and it takes the gumption to go and do something like that. And it's great to see, absolutely great. And I think we let the people do some talking.
As Gareth had said on the last episode, you know, they start with a quick message, and this was an interesting one, especially for me, because I'm into the subject that they were talking about. Here's a little sound clip from the message at the start.
Al Pacino.
It's his birthday today.
Yeah, Al Pacino's birthday today, 82 years old. And he was actually voted, I think it was a Channel 4 poll a few years back, he was voted as the greatest actor of all time. So I noticed that today, and I was thinking about what I was going to speak to you about tonight. And it got me thinking, you know, actually, we're all pretty good at acting at times. And we're all pretty good, I think, at putting on an act and fooling the people around us into thinking something that's maybe not 100% true. But, you know, there's one person that we cannot fool. There's one person that always sees through the act, and that's God. And, you know, that in a sense is a good thing in some ways, maybe a bad thing in other ways. I want to explain what I mean by that. So it's a bad thing in the sense that God knows all about our sin. He knows all about the bad stuff in our lives. And sometimes we put on a bit of an act to try and make ourselves look better to other people than we actually are. You know, if people knew all of the bad stuff that we've done, all the bad stuff.
So one of the questions we asked, well, pretty much everyone, was how long have you been using the services? And, you know, maybe how did you find the service as well?
Well, I stay across the road, you know where that is. I saw it on a sign. I was at a real low point, had a miscarriage, crying, lost my granddad. That boy is great at what he says, brilliant, is voluntary, and big him up for that, mate.
Probably since it started running.
One of the original members.
I'm Karen. I found this place when I'd been made homeless back 4 years ago now, and a friend brought me along. And that was it. I've never looked back.
Since it started, before, I've been in there before a year.
About a year and a half ago, and I've heard about it through the church.
Another thing that was asked was, apart from the food, what do you get from this? Like, what does it mean to you to come along
just
to this?
Just a bit of companionship. See how my pal's doing here.
Well, it's kind of Jesus has given you, eh? Do you know what I mean? The thing you get about it, you get to meet new people as well. The thing is, people have been through their own, like, struggles and stuff. And basically, it helps you meet like new people, stuff like that. It kind of helps out with food sometimes as well, eh? Oh, that's a community, eh? But it's just, the thing is, the reason people get by, right, is because, like, you've got things like this, like a van that comes and helps you. And then you've got, like, other people that help you, like, up in Lethem and stuff like that. We've got the church you can go to on a Sunday, church you can go to on a Tuesday, and it gives you, like, meals and stuff. But if you didn't have that, it wouldn't have nothing, eh?
What I love about this is the camaraderie. Everyone's always nice to each other. You get, yeah, everyone's always helpful. And Gareth is, he's an absolute godsend in some ways.
Well, I used to come when I was on Job Seekers and have a blether with folk, have a hot drink and get a wee bit of company with people. And now I've got a job and I've just come for a natter. I was passing through that shopping bitty, the retail park, and decided to come down for a blether and have a hot drink.
Good to talk to people and meet new friends. Everyone's really nice that I've met so far by coming here.
And of course the big question is, the, you know, how vital is a service like this to Perth and to anywhere, really? It's not just about Perth, and, you know, although this one is, obviously, but the service of being able to help people, because actually at its core that's all this is a little hand being reached out to help people, a wee lift up, a wee, you know, just something to say, look, we're here for you, someone's here for you.
Yeah,
well, every Monday I see a wee bit more light, he brings a wee smile to me.
Something, this is essential to people that have been made homeless or are in difficult circumstances, because it gives us a sense of belonging to something.
Definitely essential, because like there's, I mean, I've got food, I just come down for the crack, eh?
It's a much needed service in like these times of need.
We also got the chance to talk to Colin, who's one of the volunteers from Perth Gospel Hall, and he told us about his involvement, how long he'd been doing it and why he does it.
I'm Colin from Glasgow originally, but I've been around Scotland for a wee while, different places with different jobs, my wife and family, but I'm settled in Perth now. I'm retired, but I got along to the Gospel Hall in Perth. I've been along there for over 10 years now. Yeah, we do the outreach every Monday night, hail, rain or shine. Doesn't matter what kind of weather it is, we're always here on a Monday evening, although I do it in a 3-week kind of rota. I'm normally here every third Monday. Gareth's here every Monday, and there's always a team of kind of helpers from the church that will support that work. Well, it's great that we can show God's love to them in a practical sense. You know, we always tell them, leave something with them from the Bible. You know, a verse from the Bible or a thought for the day, something topical. And we always make sure we tell them about God's love, as well as showing some practical love to them. And the Lord Jesus loved people, and a lot of the stories that he met people in the Bible were poor people, rich as well, and well-off people, like leaders and scribes and people like that. But poor people predominantly he can associate with. And we do that here in Perth, because Perth have a group of people who are very, very needy. And that's why we give them the practical help with the messages and the food that they get, which they always take. And we're grateful to Greggs as well, who donate all the leftovers. You know, that's nice that the local company, well, and a national company, but based in Perth, one of the shops give us the leftovers to hand out on a Monday evening to those that come along. But predominantly we love them. And we show that love in a practical sense, but we always, it's a spiritual love there for them as well. We tell them about God's love for them and how that Jesus died for them, you know.
So, very quickly, just remind our listeners, how often do you, when do you come? Very quickly.
We're here every Monday night in Perth Gospel Hall in the car park at St Catherine's, just across from the hostel at St Catherine's here. Every Monday night with the trailer. If it's icy, if it's snowy, if it's basking in sunshine, we're here every Monday around 7:30, 7:45. And there's always somebody here.
So overall, I mean, what a service. Absolutely fantastic, you know. And whether, you know, whether the church is your thing or not your thing, it's difficult to look away from such a vital part of a community service that is not being provided elsewhere. You know, that I know other people do these services, but people, just normal everyday people, are stepping up to the plate to provide the service that, you know, you might not need. I don't need, you don't need, Stoby, but people do need it. It's there, you know, and that's such an incredible thing to watch happen.
Yeah, because as you heard, some of the people, you know, it was just, they fell on hard times. As they say, you know, you're two steps away from being homeless.
Yeah, other problems. I mean, there's lots of things that could go wrong that you think isn't you, but it could be.
Mm-hmm.
It could be. In a heartbeat, it could be you. And to know that there's people out there that are looking out for that.
Yes.
That's incredible. And, you know, kudos, Gareth, your team, absolutely fantastic. Loads of volunteers there tonight helping out. The as you said earlier, Stoby, the chatter going on behind us was fantastic to see. People hanging about. It wasn't grab food and run away. And I think a lot of people might think that's what these things are. And it was nothing like that at all. There was chatter, there was communion is the wrong word, I suppose, but very apt, I suppose, for the church. but there was a gathering of people who all had been through times of some description, who were all there for each other.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Kudos. In other smaller news, we were also doing a little podcast talk.
We were.
And it went very well, I thought.
It went brilliantly.
Even if we do say so ourselves. We didn't muck it up.
Nope. No.
And people got to listen to our dulcet tones even longer than normal.
And when you were watching on Zoom, they laughed when they were supposed to.
Exactly, yeah. It might be pre-recorded, but it's fine.
Yep.
No, it was really good. I really enjoyed it, and that was for
Pink Saltire.
Pink Saltire. Thanks for having us, Pink Saltire. I'm sure we'll be back for another session at some point as well.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully.
But that's it. That is episode 34 in a bit.
Yep.
A wee bit.
All done.
Aye, all done. And we'll see you in episode 35, which we probably need to plan at some point, so we can talk about.
Soon. Yeah. Or at least you need to turn up to Horsecross on the right day.
Oh, that would help.
Yeah.
Yeah, minor detail. But yeah, we will be back. Usual stuff.
Like, subscribe, tell your friends.
And listen. More to the point.
They just did.
Oh yeah, good point. Bye.